This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
What did you get into over the weekend? You can call or text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234. Speaking of the weekend, just real quick, they have announced for the St. Patrick's Day parade in Southie this weekend, they are changing the time. I'm reading on .news.com, Kennedy. South Boston's annual parade, a dual celebration of St. Patrick's Day and Evacuation Day, will begin an hour and a half earlier than past years as elected officials and parade organizers attempt to curb the unruly behavior that has marred the event in recent years.
That'll do it.
They'll just start drinking an hour and a half earlier.
Our good friend, State Representative Nick Collins said, and I quote, "The parade will be starting earlier this year in an attempt to get a better handle on the tomfoolery."
They have a handle. A vodka.
But I'm...
You're welcome. I'll be here all
week. That's my girl.
Let's see. Mary is
the best with that.
From Bedford.
We love you, Nick.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Tell us.
How are we?
We're doing all right. Tell us about your son. What's his name and the tournament that he competed in?
His name is Nicholas, and he competes every year in his karate school's tournament. Karate tournament. This year he did two. He did a commas form and his short form three form, and he took home first place this year.
Let's go!
All right.
Congratulations.
He's been working really hard. He's going to earn.
Yeah, when you work
his,
hard and it pays
black
off.
Belt this year.
Oh, a black belt?
An adult black belt.
Get out.
How old is Nicholas?
Yeah, Nicholas is 12, and he has a third-degree junior black belt right now, so in May, he'll get his adult black belt.
So nobody bullies Nicholas on the playground.
Or any of his family members.
That is true. He has two big brothers. He doesn't let them forget it.
What is the name of Nick's dojo?
Callahan's Karate in Bedford. It's a great place.
Oh, fantastic.
Congratulations, Nicholas. That is awesome. Nicholas, clean your room. I don't think so, Mom.
Oh, I bet Mom's still raise an eyebrow. And that's
martial arts teaches self-discipline and respect.
I bet she got a black belt in raising an eyebrow. Give it a look.
Thank you, Mary. We appreciate that. Heather from Groton. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. There's some gardening happening. Feels like it's a little too soon.
Well, it's not really. I have to say first that I called in December on my way to get spine surgery.
Yes.
I called into the show. So I had spine surgery and, it was hard and whatever, but I'm back on my feet and now I'm gardening. So
oh,
it's a big win. And I'm so excited to be, back working out and everything else. So this weekend I bought probably 20 seed packets. I'm putting another bed into my garden, so I'll have four beds. And I sat there with a pen and paper and planned it all out, and I'm super excited for spring.
Oh, that's so great. I'm so happy you're up and moving about again. That's got to be a great feeling.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really tough. I had some complications, and I was unsure of how it was going to turn out, but it ended up working out great, and so, yeah.
Well, much like Nicholas, you're a badass, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told.
And we wish you a bountiful harvest this spring.
Indeed.
Thank you so much. If you were closer, I'd bring you in bunches of vegetables. I give them to friends and stuff like that, but I'm way out in Groton, so it's a little hard to give you guys vegetables.
I got a car.
All right. Well,
you can come over anytime. Kennedy.
Thank you,
we'll text you the address. Thank you, Heather. Producer Dan, how was your weekend?
It was good. So Friday was pretty low-key. I had surgery Thursday afternoon.
Right.
As just like the last remnants of my gallbladder issues from last year.
Had the stent removed.
I had the stent removed, and it was a little rocky coming out of anesthesia. So Friday was kind of a low-key chill day. And then Saturday was not low-key at all. I was out at 9 a.m. going to the Arlington Boys and Girls Club to swim to watch Kaylee's little 18-month-old nephew in the water.
Okay. And did you get in the water, too?
No. That is just for parents. It'd be weird if a single dude just hopped in the water with a bunch of
children. I don't know how big the pool is. Maybe they got an adult section?
It was all roped off. It was occupied. And then Kaylee's grandparents are huge BC hockey fans. Like, her 88-year-old grandfather goes to every single game.
I love that.
He's a double eagle, means undergrad and grad school.
Oh, wow. Right.
And they had extra tickets for senior night on Saturday, where they played Merrimack.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool. We went there, and BC just skated circles around Merrimack 6-0.
Yeah.
But it kind of sucked for the kids that were seniors because they scheduled senior night during spring break. So, like, the band wasn't there, and, like, the college atmosphere of all the kids.
Get up.
They were all at home.
Oh.
Oh, that's...
So that's a little bit of a bummer for senior night.
Yeah,
but
maybe we can work that out, where we do senior night when actually the students are there.
It's a bit of a scheduling snafu, but...
Did you then wander around campus looking for parties? I feel like that's what I would do. Hey, who's got a good party?
It was fun.
Can
one point,
the old person come in? Thank you.
At one point, BC does a bunch of cool giveaways, like, in between, like, when play.
Yeah, yeah.
At one point, they just started throwing hot dogs at people. And I was like, the Garden would never. Those are $15 a pop. They're just throwing hot dogs at fans. Let's go. College hockey.
Wow, that's the dream right there.
Sunday was, it's restaurant week, which
is
Dino Boston. Which, if you are unfamiliar, I am a huge proponent, because you can go to places that you normally couldn't afford or just be special occasions. Then you can go there. They have a prefix menu, three courses, for like a quarter of what it normally
is. Mm-hmm.
So we went to the Capitol Grill last night.
That's my guy.
Oh. And got a three-course meal for like $50.
Let's
love
go.
Including a filet.
Wow.
And something cool happened when we were there, which I had never seen before in person.
Okay.
So as we're all talking at our table and chatting, and then you kind of see out of the corner of your eye, a waitress is sneaking in on the side of us, and she has like a flash on her phone, and she's recording, and Kaylee immediately slaps me. She's like, something's happening. And then I guess behind us, they brought out a dessert at this table for this couple, and on the dessert, it's spelled out, "Will you marry me?"
Oh, wow.
And as she's sitting and reading the dessert, he pushes out his chair and gets on one knee and delivers the "Will you marry me" speech.
No way!
And then she says yes, and the whole place just erupts.
Oh.
That's so cool.
It was awesome. But I was like stuck. It was right to my back.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone at my table is now riveted. I'm like, what's protocol here? Can I just turn around and gawk at these people? Or do I give them like their private
anything
moment?
Anything you do in public, you get to watch.
No, you grab your phone and you interview them for the radio, Dan. Excuse me, what's your name?
I know you just had the biggest moment of your life, but can I chat for you on Mix 104.1?
We need 3.5 minutes of content.
And their waitress was the same as ours. So when she came back over, we talked to her,
yeah,
and she was like, yeah, the kitchen was in a panic trying to get the "Will you marry me" trying to get the like the pasting right on the dessert.
That's so awesome.
It was cool. I've never seen a proposal in public before, I don't think so.
That is nice. Very
thank
cool.
God she said yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.